When we all went to school, we learned about the Wright brothers, Orville and Wilbur, and about Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. And I remember hearing about the Wright brothers' bicycle shop. The shop led to their construction of the first powered airplane. But I was surprised to learn about the brothers' experiences in the newspaper business. Orville dropped out of high school after his junior year to start a printing business. That was in 1889. He built his own printing press with Brother Wilbur's help. Wilbur served as editor and Orville as publisher of a weekly newspaper, the West Side News, followed shortly by a daily newspaper called the Evening Item. And even later, they printed another weekly paper, the Dayton Tattler. I learned about Wright's printing experiences at the Wilbur Wright Birthplace and Interpretive Center. That's near Hagerstown, right here in Indiana. Wilbur is a Hoosier. Born in Milltown, Indiana in 1867. Orville was born in Dayton, Ohio in 1871. You know, there's much to see at Wilbur's birthplace, such as a full-scale replica of the 1903 Wright Flyer, which was painstakingly built over a 10-year period. And there's an extensive history of the Wright family, original Wright items, and a museum depicting life in the early 1900s. The museum is worth making a one-day trip south. Stroll down a reconstructed brick street and stop in at the bicycle shop, and there you'll see the Wrights' wind tunnel, or you see what they were doing at that print shop, or you can browse through the general store and see what 1900s items are for sale. The newest addition at the Wilbur Wright birthplace is called Wright Community Square. It looks like, it feels like, you're taking a stroll down a street in the early 1900s. When I was last there, there was a jet fighter on display outside the museum. A jet fighter? I don't know why there is a jet fighter there. Well, it's not wrong, I guess. But it's certainly not right. Wright Brothers, that is. That's a pun. The annual Wilbur Wright Festival is scheduled this year on June 17th and 18th. You can call 765-332-2495 for information. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerall.